Prerequisite: basic understanding of Jetpack Compose, familiarity with the navigation system of Compose, suggested reads, navigating with Compose, navigating in Jetpack Compose. Jetpack Compose has been out for a while now, and so is the navigation system. It's simple and direct. A simple implementation of navigation would look something like, please check the code snippet for more details. The above code would work fine, but let's be careful with two things. Hard-coded strings, passing instance of nav controller to every composable. Let's organize string literals. Please check the code snippet for more details. We can still improve this by leveraging Kotlin's feature to use. Let's create a sealed class now. Please check the code snippet for more details. This looks clean. Now let's fix the strings for arguments. Please check the code snippet for more details. This is as clean as it gets. Now let's try to make sure that we don't have to pass an instance of nav controller everywhere. Let's create a class that works as a wrapper over nav controller. Please check the code snippet for more details. This seems good. Now let's see how can we actually use it in our code. Please check the code snippet for more details, and our navigation related code can stay in one file. Please check the code snippet for more details. This way we can keep our strings private at the same time. We can make sure our constants are all at the same place and make sure we are not exposing the instance of nav controller directly everywhere. The above mentioned guide can help you fix a few things in your code, making sure your string literals are private and maintained in a single place. Abstracting the instance of nav controller by using a wrapper class. To see this code in action, you can check out this repository. I hope this article was informative and helped you clean up your navigation code. Feel free to share your feedback or queries.